Hello, and welcome to the AO Show for day four of the Australian Open. I'm John Huvenaars, bringing you the big stories every day of the main draw. Today on the show, Karen Khachanov sees off Sweden's super tiebreak trooper.
I don't remember honestly what was happening, but, you know, just happy to still be here instead of flying back home.
Domi does it in five against a bold Bolt.
That's what it's about in Grand Slams, to really survive these early tough matches.
Plus, all the key results, we preview a blockbuster day five, and find out what Ash Barty's Fed Cup teammates think of her.
Obviously, she's very smart. It's crazy how much knowledge she has.
That's all coming up on the AO Show.
Ima will serve to the forehand of Khachanov. Sits up. Ima with an off forehand. Khachanov is there with the cross court backhand. Backhand to backhand, both players. Now switching to the forehand is Ima. It's gone big! Nice, it has! It's going to be challenged! Khachanov is flat on his back. His hands over his face. We wait and see. This ball is clearly out. And Khachanov has come back from the brink, and he is so emotional right now.
Russia's Karen Khachanov has survived a nail-biting super tiebreak against Sweden's Mikhail Ymer to book his spot in the third round.
About atmosphere, was fantastic, you know. Kind of epic matches, you know, but yeah, it's tough to say something, you know, to go deep into the match. I don't remember honestly what was happening, but yeah, you know, happy to still be here instead of flying back home. So that's for sure much better.
It's the fourth men's match in the past 2 days decided by a 10-point tiebreak. Tournament director Craig Tiley has told AO Extra it's a welcome change from the old final set to advantage.
We've got really positive feedback from the players. And interesting, when you play a 10-point breaker, there's a minimum of one more opportunity for a momentum shift. So yes, you can still be up 7-3, and there can be a momentum shift, and all of a sudden, before you know it, it's going to be 7-all, and now we're back to playing before 10. Like happened with Kevin Anderson the other night when he was up 7-4. And then got to 8-all, and it was a different tiebreaker. So exciting stuff on that 10-point break at the end.
Game seven, the fifth seed survives in five in round two. Delight from his corner. Alex Bolt made life very difficult at times. The Australian was outstanding.
Another Grand Slam five-setter for Dominic Thiem, who took almost 3.5 hours to beat Australian qualifier Alex Bolt. The Austrian fifth seed spoke to the AO Show to discuss the match and what's ahead.
The sets that you won, you were really dominant. How did you see the match yourself?
I was under control of the match. I had the feeling I was 6-2, 5-4. I was serving for the second set, then played a horrible game myself, and then he really raised his level. Also, he got the crowd going, and I really kept myself in the match. Also, of course, had in the back of my head that he had a tough five-setter in the first round, played doubles yesterday, so I was hoping that he cannot maintain 100% his level, and that's what happened at the end. And that's what it's about in Grand Slams, to really survive this early tough matches.
You've had your best results here in Melbourne, 2017, 2018. Taylor Fritz and Kevin Anderson, one of them will await you in the third round. Your impression going into that match?
Both of them are big servers, shot makers with great weapons from the baseline. So hope, of course, to get into as many rallies as possible and to get my weapons going, like playing longer rallies or something. But either way, going to be a very tough test.
Thiem's third round opponent will be Fritz, who defeated Anderson in five sets. ESPN's Simon Cambers has told the AO Show the Austrian has taken his hard court game to a new level in the past 12 months.
He's always been a great player, of course, but now he's got Thomas Muster in his camp. Well, I think Muster's going to start saying to him, look, you need to strike first. You need to stop playing these extended rallies on hard courts. Don't kill yourself. Just ease into these matches and then, you know, be the aggressor, take it to your opponent and get it done. And if he does that, then I think he's going to become a real threat for Grand Slams.
All the major women contenders have won through to the third round, including number 2 seed Karolina Pliskova, who defeated Laura Siegemund 6-3, 6-3, and 4th seed Simona Halep, who ended the British run, defeating Harriet Dart 6-2, 6-4.
Yeah, I was very close to finish at 5-1. I was leading pretty well, but then I don't know what happened. I lost the focus a little bit, and she started actually to play free. And she didn't miss that much anymore. I played a little bit short, and then she came a little bit over me. But I'm happy that I could hold that last game. It was important.
Sixth seed Belinda Bencic defeated 2017 French Open champion Yelena Ostapenko 7-5, 7-5. Angelique Kerber made light work of wildcard Priscilla Hahn, winning in straight sets.
It's a great feeling to have now two matches under my belt with two sets where I played a little bit better today than in the first round, and you know, just improving step by step and trying to playing good tennis in every single round.
19th seed Donna Vekic is into the third round for the first time at the Australian Open, defeating Alize Cornet.
I'm really happy. I thought I played a really good match today, and really happy with my performance. I thought I played even better than the first round, so happy to be improving.
Garbiñe Muguruza battled past Australian Ayla Tomljanovic in three sets.
I was expecting a tough match because we've played before, and I saw she was having good matches, so I was ready for a battle, and just happy the way I played.
Fifth seed Elina Svitolina and 9th seed Kiki Bertens are also through, while Eliza Mertens, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova and Annette Contaveit all backed up from first round matches yesterday with wins today. They were among 14 women forced to play on back-to-back days due to rain. On the men's side, world number 1 Rafael Nadal was largely untroubled in his second round clash with Federico Delbonis, save for a second set tiebreak, while Daniil Medvedev cruised past Pedro Martinez in straight sets.
I think there are still some things to improve. I think I could be more aggressive few moments of the match. At the same time, you know, when you win three sets, you don't want to discuss too much your level or something. Of course, next match is going to be completely different. So happy with the win in three sets, without a tiebreak finally.
Igor Gerasimov was given his marching orders by 4th seed Alexander Zverev, who spoke to the AO show after his win.
It was hard work out there, though. It wasn't straightforward.
No, it wasn't. He played and served extremely well, I thought. Not a lot of break opportunities, not a lot of chances to, you know, kind of get the easy win, but still very happy to go through in three sets and very happy to be in third round.
Now, another $10,000 towards the Australian bushfire relief effort. Thank you very much for that. But you said it's something you've been thinking about since the ATP Cup. How has this sort of this idea formulated and grown over the past 2 weeks?
Well, I just saw what's happening with this country, and we call this country home to us for over a month every year. And obviously, it's sad what's happening, first of all, to the nature, to the animals, but to the people as well. They're losing their homes. They're losing people that they love. They're losing, you know, basically everything. And you know, that money is it's nice to have for me, but it's much more needed by those kind of people right now. So I'm always happy to help. I'm always willing to help, and kind of doing everything that I can for, you know, for the people in need.
15th seed Stan Wawrinka came out on top in a five-set showdown with Andreas Seppi in front of a spellbound Margaret Court Arena.
Quite a match show. It had everything. Big serves, big hits, backhands to finish off.
And big atmosphere. So thank you, everybody, to be here tonight. It's always amazing to play here. I love this court. I love you guys. It's always amazing to play in front of you. And tonight was great again. So thank you very much.
Home favourite Nick Kyrgios got past Frenchman Gilles Simon in four tough sets on a rowdy Melbourne arena.
I just tried to refocus. You know, I could have gone to a very dark place in the fourth set, but I somehow pulled it away. But yeah, I mean, it was a tough match. I'm just happy to get through. That could have been it would have been very interesting if it went to a fifth set.
Other winners today: 11th seed David Goffin over Pierre-Hugues Hébert in another five-setter. 10th seed Gael Monfils dropped the first set to Ivo Karlovic before winning in four, while Andrei Rublev, John Isner and Alexei Poprin all won in straight sets. And in doubles first round action, American pair Johnson and Querrey dropped the first set in a tiebreak on the way to a three-set win over Siet and Liu, while Ash Barty teamed up with Yulia Gerges to record a straight sets win over Aussie pair Astra Sharma and the retiring Jess Moore. Well, there's no day off for Barty, who's the last remaining Australian woman in the singles draw. The 2019 French Open champion has earned the admiration of a nation. But what about her fellow Australian players? We spoke to her Fed Cup teammates Ayla Tomljanovic, Priscilla Hohn, Arina Rodionova and captain Alicia Molik to find out what Barty means to them.
She's incredible the way she goes about the sport, more so than her tennis itself.
She comes in and does what she needs to do and she gets out.
She's amazing at representing not just our country but the tennis in general.
I get to play a game that I love, that is my passion, and I get to enjoy it every single day.
Not the first set she would have liked, but the second and third were way better.
She's had so much success and stayed the same.
She's such a great down-to-earth person. Yeah, I think it's great for not just for Australia, but it's great for tennis that she's number one at the moment.
It's neither a burden nor a blessing. It just kind of is what it is.
She's number one in the world. That's a reflection of the type of tennis player she is.
Obviously, she's very smart, knows tennis, the game, like probably one of the best. And sometimes listening to her at Fed Cup, you know, talking about players, it's crazy how much knowledge she has, and hopefully I can learn a little bit.
Barty makes it look easy. Oh, she's on fire, Ash Barty.
Such an easy person to be around with, and yeah, I feel pretty lucky to be able to be teammates with her.
And a big smile to this enormous packed crowd.
I'm far from a national hero. I think there are certainly a lot more people out there doing more important things than playing a game of tennis.
Barty continues her home slam assault tomorrow against 29th seed Elena Rybakina. Day 5 also features some fascinating third-round battles, including a massive double-header night session on Rod Laver Arena. Roger Federer faces Australia's John Millman, the man who knocked him out of the 2018 US Open.
I think the next match is really going to be a test for me because John, he's going to be there. He's fit like a fiddle. I've lost him in the past in a best-of-five-set match. I almost lost him in Brisbane as well the first time I played against him. You know, he's from this country, so naturally also it's going to be different intensity. So I think this is going to be a good test for me.
Millman says he has nothing to lose against the six-time champ.
Rogers obviously is a class act, and I think a lot of people think that he's, you know, one of, if not the, you know, greatest ever to play the game. So between now and then, I'm going to have to do everything right in terms of my preparation, and I'm going to have to improve upon my performances, no doubt. He's looked in really good form, but at least I know a little bit what to expect. I've played him now a few times, and the good news is I'll go out there and you start off at zero all, and what you can expect from me is I'll go out there and give it a crack.
ESPN's Simon Cambers telling the AO show Federer should be wary of the unheralded Aussie.
Millman has wheels like nobody's business. I mean, he is incredible, great fighter, will scrap for everything, is really fit. Federer knows him well. He's had him out to Switzerland to practice with him. I don't suppose that was the nicest way of doing it for Millman to turn him over in New York. But I think Federer will really want to start strongly and try and get right on top of Millman early. And it was interesting, that whole discussion about which court it was going to be on. Would it be Laver or somewhere outside where the fans, the public fans, can get in instead of people who've bought tickets in advance? It is going to be on Rod Laver. It is going to be less partisan, I imagine, for Millman than it would have been otherwise. Federer is a big favourite, but it should be interesting.
Night 5 also features defending champion Naomi Osaka against teenage sensation Coco Gauff, who was trounced in straight sets the last time the pair met at the US Open.
I think I'll be less nervous this time. I think US Open, I was nervous. It was my first time on Ash. And I mean, we're both familiar with each other's games. She plays really aggressive, so this time coming in, I'm just going to try to be more aggressive. For sure, I'm more confident because I've felt her ball before. So, yeah, I think I'm more confident this time around.
But Cambers believes Gauff has matured considerably since their last meeting.
This time, she looks amazingly relaxed. I can't believe 15-year-olds. They just seem to improve like by the week and by in huge chunks. So I think she's going to acquit herself very well. On the other hand, Osaka's also looking very good. Defending champion, of course. Had that difficult run second half of last year. Seems to have got herself sorted out. Seems happy. So she's obviously going to be the favourite, but it's going to be really interesting to see who the crowd go for in that one.
Well, that's all from day four of the Australian Open. Join me again tomorrow for the commencement of third round action. In the meantime, stay up to date with the latest news on ozopen.com or tune in to AO Radio. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of The AO Show.